Hello and welcome to the top five, where I preview the upcoming week and try to boil it down to five things that we should be mindful of. But before we get to that, let's take stock of where we are at the moment. The market's sitting near the best levels in 7 months. Has only fallen on three occasions so far in October and is up in the order of 6.5% so far this month. Now, one thing which helped earlier this week was a speech from the Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe, who basically kept the door open for another rate cut next month and also other measures to keep rates low for a number of years to come. But over the week, we had certainly the best performing area of the market with tech stocks, which rose about 4.5%, but almost all other areas of the market also managed to jump higher. The only two sectors that went backwards were industrials and also the miners, and that didn't even fall that much. But next week, here are five things to watch. Number one will be the latest on China's economy. So on Monday, we'll actually have it'll be the busiest day of the month for updates on our largest trading partner. We get figures on economic growth, on retail spending, an update on how active factories are and how much investment is taking place there as well. So economists will be watching closely for signs that our largest trading partner is continuing to grow and tracking quite well despite the pandemic. In Australia, there's no real top tier economic numbers that really move markets significantly, but there still will be the Reserve Bank board minutes. Reserve Bank official delivers a speech, and there'll be some preliminary figures on retail spending as well. Number two will be US earnings. Now, in Australia, Aussie companies tend to release their profit results twice a year. In the US, it's a little more fun because they do it every 3 months. And we'll hear from companies like Microsoft, Netflix, Coca-Cola, a number of the airlines, Snap, and also Harley-Davidson, just to name a few. Number three will be AGMs. So the number of companies holding their annual meetings with investors really ramps up next week. There'll be dozens of companies holding their AGMs, or virtually, of course. Companies like Cochlear, Origin, Tapcorp, AGL, Temple & Webster, Crown, Qantas and IAG, just to name a few. And this can be important because AGMs can cover off basically the strategies and the outlook for the future, how companies are currently dealing with the pandemic. We get executive pay updates, and you tend to also hear from companies' chairman and also CEO, so it can be important. Number four will be quarterly updates. Now, most of these will come from resource companies. We've got South32, BHP, Woodside, Santos, Beach Petroleum, just to name a few. So this can give us a sense of how they've performed over the past 3 months as far as how much they're producing, digging out of the ground and sending overseas as well. And number five will be the coronavirus and also politics. Now, importantly, we're only 2 weeks away from the big one, the US presidential election. So the campaigning will, of course, go to a next level next week. We've got the New Zealand general election also this weekend, where Jacinda Ardern is the overwhelming favourite to basically remain in that top spot. And on Sunday, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews will also provide an update, and he's expected to make some significant announcements about the future of the state in coming weeks. But as far as the coronavirus is concerned, cases will continue to be super important, of course, here in Australia, but also overseas, where there's been a concerning jump in numbers in places like France, which now have a curfew imposed, and also in other places like the UK and the US, particularly because the coronavirus vaccine seems a little iffy at best at the moment as far as the prospects in coming months. Enjoy the week ahead and the weekend.